Hello, everybody. This is Paul Wing, and I've come to tell you the story of the 500 hats of a boy named Bartholomew Cubbins. Now, of course, in the beginning, Bartholomew Cubbins didn't have 500 hats. He had only one hat. And that was a very old hat, which had once belonged to Bartholomew's father, and before that, to his grandfather. Probably it was the oldest and plainest hat in the whole kingdom of Did, where Bartholomew Cubbins lived. But Bartholomew liked his hat, because it had a nice long feather that always pointed straight up, zit, like that. Now the king of the kingdom of Did was named King Derwin. His palace stood high on the top of a mountain, so the king could look way down over the homes of his people. First over the towers of the noblemen's castles, then over the roofs of the rich men's mansions, then over the houses of the people, to the huts of the peasants. It made King Derwin feel pretty important.
I'm the king, and I feel pretty important, aren't you?
Now, far off, among the huts of the peasants, stood Bartholomew Cubbins' hut, on the edge of a cranberry bog. And from his hut, Bartholomew could look over the huts of the other peasants, then over the houses of the people, then over the roofs of the rich men's mansions, and over the towers of the noblemen's castles, way up to the palace of King Derwin.